The Rome Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls was the magnificent setting on Saturday evening for the solemn inauguration of the Pauline year, marking the 2000th anniversary of the birth of Paul, Apostle of the Gentiles. Together with the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, spiritual leader of the Orthodox world, the Anglican Primate of the West Indies, representing the Archbishop of Canterbury, and leaders of other Orthodox churches and patriarchates, Pope Benedict celebrated the first Vespers for the solemnity of the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, opening a special door into the Basilica and lighting a flame which will burn throughout the coming year. People from many of the different Christian communities present here in Rome were also gathered to pray in this great basilica, which houses the tomb of the Apostle, beheaded here in Rome in 63 AD on the orders of the Emperor Nero. Born Saul of Tarsus in modern-day Turkey, the saint was formerly a zealous Jew who persecuted Christians until his famous encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus and his conversion, which led him to spread the gospel and eventually give up his life for his Christian faith. In proclaiming this Pauline year, Pope Benedict stressed that the principal aims of the celebration are to make the writings of St. Paul better known and to further the search for reconciliation and unity among all Christians. But just why is St. Paul such a significant figure for the ecumenical movement today?
Well, St. Paul is a common father of all main Christian branches and can bring us together.
As head of the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper has just returned from Tarsus in Turkey, where he joined Orthodox leaders of the tiny church there for inauguration ceremonies.
Well, Tarsus is a city where Paul was born, and it was at this time a very important city in the Roman Empire, and Paul was always bright. You come from Tarsus, so it was for me a very moving experience to be there and to celebrate the opening of the Pauline year in Tarsus. This is very tiny Christian minority, but for them it was very important that somebody came from Rome, and there were very many people from Italy, coming from the United States, from Germany, were present for this opening of the Pauline year. And it was done in a church which goes back to the times of the Crusaders, but it's now by the Turks transformed in a museum. But we were able to celebrate the Eucharist in this very old church, and this is of course also a very moving experience, and we hope that this celebration will be a step which helps this tiny minority, which has a very difficult life in Turkey, to be more noticed in the public, and we will hope also that the Turkish authorities will permit to have a church in Tarsus, but at this moment there is no church at all.
But there are just very few Christians there, aren't there, in Tarsus today?
In Tarsus are very few, but there are other cities which are a little bit more, but in Tarsus there is, so to say, nothing. And this is also a trist, sad experience for me to come there. But we hope it will be a step, and we hope that there are many Christians will go to Turkey on the footsteps of St. Paul, and this helps the Christians there. And it's a very deep experience, because there in Turkey, many of the church fathers were there, many places of the first councils were there, and so many monasteries were there, very hermits also were there. And so it's a very rich Christian history in Turkey.
This Pauline year is marking the 2000th anniversary of the birth of St. Paul, and Pope Benedict has said that one of the aims is to really make progress in this search for Christian unity. Why is St. Paul such a crucial figure, such an important person in the ecumenical movement?
Well, St. Paul was a witness of Jesus Christ, and this is a fundamental of all Christians. And then the places where St. Paul worked belong to a high degree today to the Orthodox churches in Turkey, in Greece, in Crete, and everywhere. That's one point. The second point, the letters of St. Paul for the Protestants are the real center of the New Testament with the doctrine of justification. So Pauline is a common father of all main Christian branches and can bring us together and teach us, especially, what is the center of Christian faith: Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, the doctrine of grace. He is very much a teacher of grace. And so I think that's important for all Christians.
One of the aims is also to help people rediscover these writings of St. Paul, and yet many people find him quite difficult, don't they?
It's very difficult in the beginning to understand his letters. It needs some help, but there were published now a lot of books which are understandable also for people who did not study theology. It needs some time to read again, but there's such a richness and such a profoundness in this letter that it deserves to read them, to study them again.
The ecumenical significance of this Pauline year will be very much at the heart of the liturgies for these opening ceremonies, won't they? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's foreseen that the Ecumenical Patriarch himself will be present for the opening, which will be done here in Rome. But we invited the delegates from all churches where St. Paul was and worked at this time, also from Syria, from Turkey, from Greece, and so from Crete and so on, and they came. It will be an ecumenical service. And the Ecumenical Patriarch will also give short greetings on the Vespers for the opening. So far, we hope that it's a new push also for the ecumenical work, and we hope also that we can organize, or there will be organized, a lot of conferences, symposiums on the theology and the letters of St. Paul.
You mentioned many of these places, Turkey and Greece and Malta, for example, where St. Paul lived and worked. But this is a celebration for the universal church, isn't it? Churches all over the world are being encouraged to make these kind of ecumenical celebrations throughout the year.
Yes, it's a universal church, but of course the local church are also invited to have their activities during this year. And we are very happy that the Ecumenical Patriarch indicated Pauline year also for the Orthodox churches. And so it's universal and local at the same time, and both the local and the universal dimensions belong together in the church. And so we hope it can be really a real push to deepening our faith and to come to the center of our faith.
St. Paul is also a very significant figure for the Christian-Jewish relationship.
In some degree, of course, St. Paul is a difficult figure for Jews because he was a Jew and he became a Christian, and he gave witness to Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection. This is true, but on the other hand, St. Paul never denied that he is a Jew and that Christianity and Christian faith has his Jewish roots. And the Christians are drafted in the roots of Judaism and of the Old Testament, so he is also a witness of what we have in common, and especially the 9th to the 11th chapter of the letter to the Romans is very important for our relations, our belonging together, but also our difference and our common hope that on the end of times, Jews and Christians will be again the one people of God.
And my thanks there to Cardinal Walter Casper, President of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.